You're listening to The Voice of Pittsburgh. This is News Radio KDKA, 100.1 FM, AM 1020. I'm Larry Richard.
And good morning. I'm Kevin Battle. In 1/2 hour, we will talk about, visit Pittsburgh and a national plan for vacation day. Well, details on that coming up. You could all use a little incentive, right?
As the election began for president, we had heard often that Joe Biden was against drilling in the Marcellus shale industry. That was a major concern in southwestern Pennsylvania since so many things hinge on the energy business here. So we wanted to get an update, and on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline is the president of the Marcellus Shale Coalition, David Spiegelmeyer. David, welcome back to KDKA Radio. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Well, like everybody, every single day, trying to figure it out for our family and friends and coworkers, and we rely on this energy business. Nobody knows that better than you. So what is the reality now that we're starting to hear the new administration is making some new demands or canceling others for the energy industry?
So, Larry, let me preface my remarks by saying that, you know, that producing, transporting, and delivering energy isn't a Republican or a Democratic thing. So I would just say my comments aren't meant to be political. But the decisions made in the first week of this administration have sent a pretty chilling effect across our industry. When the president of Williams Companies, one of the largest pipeline companies in America, made the statement last Thursday, I believe, that there wouldn't be a single major pipeline project built in America over the next 4 years. That's a real concern. The shutdown of the Keystone XL project, and I realize that's in the West, but that's North American oil supply that would help lead to American energy independence, to take 11,000 jobs from the operating engineers, from the plumbers and pipe fitters, from the Teamsters, and from LIUNA is so far out of line right now with where we're trying to go as an America, trying to reach our climate goals. So you just had a doctor on to talk about the lack of information. This is all being done under the banner of climate change. And while we're in agreement that there's climate change, what American people don't realize is that we're the only advanced country in the world right now that has made major changes to emissions. We've dramatically reduced sulfur dioxide emissions, nitrogen oxide emissions, volatile organic compound emissions, and everyone's talking about carbon dioxide. Over the last 15 years, we've dropped carbon dioxide by 9.7% in America, the only advanced country that's doing that. And we haven't included the 2020 data in there yet, and we all know that vehicle miles traveled are down probably 50% per vehicle, and many of the major industrial or commercial activities have been slowed down because of the pandemic. So we know the numbers are going to be even better for 2020. We're already making major changes, and we're doing this under the banner that we're going to start to produce more and more of our energy with wind and solar. And while there may be places in the country where that makes sense, you know, you just got off the air talking about, you know, the fact that we haven't seen the sun for a couple of days. Well, to rely on solar power to produce the energy that's going to drive the city of Pittsburgh and the industrial backbone of our state is a fool's errand. And if we're going to do more and more of that, we got to realize that natural gas is the primary fuel that serves as a backup. So, that chilling effect is certainly a concern. And my biggest concern is that you start taking pipelines off, we're going to start to see energy start to increase in price. And the people that get hurt the most by the increased costs for energy are folks of low income and folks on fixed income. So, you know, over the last 10 years, we've dropped natural gas prices at Columbia, Pennsylvania, and at Peoples, you know, our utilities in this region, by more than 70% on the commodity side. So those are enormous gains created by the energy we produce here in our backyard.
Yeah, I read somewhere regarding the Paris Climate Agreement, you mentioned climate change, that the U.S. was one of the only countries that would be a part of that has actually dropped emissions, as you pointed out. And candidate Biden said that he would phase out fossil fuels and ban drilling. Others said that he didn't mean that and that it wouldn't happen. Are you surprised at how rapidly President Biden has reacted?
You know, Kevin, the move on Keystone, the Keystone XL project, is clearly a political move. It's certainly not one related to energy. We've gone through, you know, just roll the calendar back to 10 years, you know, 2008, 12 years, you know, we were over 60% dependent on foreign sources of oil. Today, we're nearing energy independence. I would say we're a far more energy secure country. Now, look, some folks would say, well, the oil that was going to be transported down the Keystone XL pipeline was Canadian oil. Well, that's North American oil, a very friendly nation. If folks think we're going to stop using oil in this country anytime soon, I don't know about you, but I've got two vehicles in my driveway that I don't plan on trading them anytime soon, and I know many, many Americans are in the same place. You know, the other thing that's the fallacy is people say, well, we're going to electrify everything. We're going to put electric vehicles in place. Well, to be able to get the transport regions for a vehicle, be able to travel a couple hundred miles on a vehicle, they've had to reduce the weight of those vehicles. How have they done that? With plastic. And people say, we're going to stop using plastic. Well, you're going to have a one way or the other. Those plastic, those vehicles are by volume more than 50% made of plastic to be able to reduce the vehicle weights and get the transport distances that they need for folks to be able to get to and from work or to be able to make a meaningful trip. And on top of that, today, to electrify anything, about 35% of the electricity is being produced with natural gas. And I would say the biggest gains in the environment have been made not in spite of natural gas use, but because of natural gas use. Natural gas is one of the cleanest fuels we can use. It's the primary backup for wind and solar, and we've reduced dramatically emissions across our country because of it.
We're with David Spiegelmeyer, president of the Marcellus Shale Coalition, which brings up the big plant in Beaver that we've all heard about, the Shell plant. What's the status there?
You know, they're nearing completion of that project, Larry, and, you know, so I've heard the mayor make the comment, well, we don't need any more of those petrochemical plants. Well, I would just ask folks, when you walk into an emergency room, take a look around and think about everything around you that sustains life that's made of plastic. Take a look in your vehicle. Take a look in your home. Plastic has been game-changing for all of our, you know, to increase our lifespan and to help save lives. We can produce plastic here in America under very high environmental standards and oversight, or it'll be produced in China or somewhere else. I like the fact that we're using American energy to produce plastics here. What I worry about is that we've got an ethane supply that's world-class here in this basin. When I say this basin, Ohio, West Virginia, and Pennsylvania, that could fuel up to four more of those facilities and place our building trades at full employment. But the chilling effect of the comments and the moves made by this current administration, I think, would slow any investor from investing the kind of capital necessary to build a facility like that. So who's the loser? The American worker, our building trades, the men and women who work and build things with their hands here in our region that have been the primary benefactor. I also worry about new power generation. We've seen $13 billion of new investment in Pennsylvania and the PJM grid system in new power generation. Again, facilities like were built recently over in Westmoreland County, put over 1,000 of our building tradesmen and women to work. Those kind of investment decisions will be slow to come if we continue to get these kind of very chilling messages out of the current administration. And that's not trying to be political. I'm just trying to call balls and strikes here.
Well, we'll continue to follow the story and appreciate your time as always, David. Thank you.
Appreciate it, guys. Thanks very much for having me on this morning.
David Spiegelmeyer, president of the Marcellus Shale Coalition, concerns about the energy future here.
Yeah, the American Petroleum Institute says that the average worker making a lot of jobs in oil. Average worker salary, $101,000.
And this is natural gas, too. Clean burning.